Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Right, so I'm going to hand over to Pat now to take over. So, Pat, thank you very much for being here with us. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Jo. I'll just do a little bit of brief history about me, or a little bit of brief information about me. As Jo says, I am Pat Hudson. I am a wellbeing teacher, a mindfulness teacher. I've been doing that since 2019. And then in 2020, during the first lockdown, I actually discovered, it's been around for several thousand years, but I discovered Qigong. I knew about Tai Chi because my mum had done Tai Chi, but I just couldn't get the hang of it. But Qigong, I really like the repetitive gentle movements. So most of the movements can be done standing or seated. As Jo says, any questions that you might have, just unmute yourselves or just ask, just in case my explanation as a sighted person may not actually work for you. So please do not hesitate in asking questions so you can have a clarification. So we'll start. We're going to start with a gentle warm up. Then we're going to do a gentle set of three exercises, and then a slightly longer set. And then hopefully we'll be able to come back to that gentle set of three exercises, so you can actually start to build up your knowledge of just one little set that you can repeat over and over again over the course of the month. Although obviously if you've got the recording, you'll be able to dip in and out as well. So I'm going to stop chatting about myself and about everything else, and I'll just talk about things as we go along. And then maybe we'll finish about 5 minutes early. And then, just any questions, generalized questions, or any feedback that you want to give, so we can take those forward to the next session. That would be brilliant. Can you all hear me clearly? If I'm going to move back a minute and then I'll ask the question again. Can you all hear me clearly now?
Yes.
Turn voice.
Yep. Yeah. Everybody can hear me?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay then. So let's just start with our feet about hip width apart. Just having them toes, if possible, toes facing forward. This is if you're standing. If you're sitting, then just literally have your knees above your ankles and just be slightly away from the back of the chair if you're sitting. So we're just going to start by just gently tapping the head. So using your fingertips, just tapping the top of your head. This just gets the meridians moving, the energy channels. If any of you have done yoga, the meridians within traditional Chinese medicine are very similar to the prana, or the energy channels within yoga, and the chakra within yoga. So just tapping the top of your head, all over your head, from sort of the front of your head all the way down to the back of your neck, up around the ears. And then just pausing there, just taking your arms down by your sides. Now you're going to be drawing a small circle with your nose. You're not moving your whole head. You're literally just drawing a small circle with your nose. If you want to think about it, you can think about just running your nose around the numbers on a clock face, or just, a small circle going in one direction. And as you're moving it, you can make your circle a little bit bigger, but don't go outside your comfort zone. Always remain in your comfort zone. And then coming back to center, and then very gently changing direction. This helps to sort of loosen up the neck muscles. Quite often we hold a lot of tension in our necks. And then coming back to center. Now we're going to turn to the left and to the right, just gently turning your head left and turning it right. And then just repeating that, just quite slowly. You're not holding the position as you stretch, as you turn your head, you're just turning and then coming back to centre and turning the other side. And again, you may find that one side is looser or easier to move than the other. So just doing one more each side, and then coming back to center. And then we're going to be taking our ear, our right ear towards our right shoulder. So again, stretching the neck on the other side, coming back to center, left ear to left shoulder. And again, it's not a big stretch, it's just until you feel a stretch. So you may have not much movement, or you may have quite a lot of movement. And again, this helps stretch the neck and helps loosen those neck muscles and helps clear some space for the energy to flow. So one more each side. And then coming back to center. Now we're going to be doing a little bit of tapping. So just taking your hands, bring your fingers together, and then sliding your thumb halfway up your index finger, so your forefinger or your first finger. So you have a little cup in your hand almost, a little dip in your hand. So it's the palm of the hand that you're actually going to be knocking against your shoulder. So you're going to be knocking the right hand against the left shoulder.
Sorry, lost with that one. Tell me about the thumb sliding up the index.
Okay, so you've got your hand. Yeah, hold your hand flat in front of you and then slide your thumb just part way up, more about halfway up your index finger. So you'll end up with a slight dip in your hand.
Like that? No.
Describe to me what you've got, Lynn. You'll have a little... If you
hang on, sorry, can you not see me? I'm sorry, one second.
No, I can't, Lynn, sorry.
Right.
Can okay. You see me? So you've got... Your hands are separated and you're going to just hold your hands in front of you,
yep.
Palm facing upwards.
Yeah.
And then drawing your fingers together. So, yep. And then just rubbing your thumb, pulling your thumb halfway up your index finger. So your hand is slightly dipped.
Right. Okay. Both. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And then you're going to tap your hand. In this case, I've got my right hand tapping my left shoulder and I am holding my right elbow in my left hand. Just tapping that's it. Just eases the pressure off the tapping arm.
Oh, right. Okay, got it now.
Brilliant. So just tapping that. Again, this helps to sort of activate some of the meridians, the energy channels, and also helps to get rid of some of the tension that we often hold in our shoulders. So now we're going to swap sides. And do the same on the other side. So your left hand tapping your right shoulder. And then you're going to take your tapping hand all the way down your right arm. So you're going to take your arm away from your hand away from your right, sorry, your right hand away from your left elbow. And then just tap all the way down. And then all the way up the back of the arm. So down the inside of the arm. Up the outside of the arm. So one more down and up. And then you're going to swap arms. So you're going to do the same on the other arm, starting at the top of the arm, down the inside of the arm, down to the fingers, and then tap back up the outside of the arm. One more down and up. And then start tapping across the chest. Now you can use your fingers for this. It's probably easier than your hands. Just tap with your fingers across the chest on both sides using both hands. And then taking it down the middle of your chest, down towards your stomach and your lower abdomen. And then tapping out to the outside. And then you're going to be tapping down the inside of your legs, down towards your toes, If you're able to bend that far, if you're not, just go as far as feels comfortable for you. And then up the outside of the legs. So down the inside of the legs and up the outside of the legs. I'm doing one more down and up and then just coming back to center. Now we're going to be doing a gentle spinal twist. This helps with the spine, helps to elongate the spine and helps to just gently massage the spine. If for any reason you have a back injury and think that this is beyond your capabilities, do not do it, because I do not want to, you know, increase anybody's back injuries. Have your hands loosely by your sides. You're not using your arms or shoulders in this. You're literally going to be turning your weights. Just very gently. If your arms are very nice and loose by your sides, they will swing. And depending on how fast you make your movement, will depend on how fast or how high your arms swing. But I would just do a nice, gentle, rhythmic movement, not making it too fast.
Are you moving your head at the same time?
And yeah, well, your head is sort of moving in with your body, as it were. You're not turning your head per se. That makes sense, Alexandra.
Yeah. As I swing my arms, and I'm looking over my shoulder both ways. Yeah.
If you're turning that far, that's great.
Okay. Yeah,
but you're not actually turning your head separately from your spine.
No.
Okay. Brilliant.
You just been swinging your arms as you go.
And just very gently, just coming back to center. And just noticing, I think that'll do for this evening. I think there are some extra ones, but I think we'll just start with these very gentle ones first, and we'll do some other ones later on. So just finish with something called gathering the chi. So taking your arms out to the side, palms facing up, and then just bringing your hands just above your head or however feels comfortable for you. So if you can just take them to your chest, take them to your chest, and then just gently pushing down towards your lower abdomen, palms facing downwards. So taking your arms out to the side, palms facing up, bring your hands over your head or whatever feels comfortable for you, your palms facing down, and then just pushing down. Repeat two more times. Inhale, arms out to the side, palms facing up, coming over your head. Exhale, pushing your palms down, or your hands down, palms facing down. And doing one more time, arms out to the side, overhead, pushing your palms facing downwards, pushing down towards the lower abdomen. And then just pausing there and just seeing how you're feeling. Hopefully you've warmed up a little bit for those of you who are cold. Hopefully you feel a little bit looser in your body and are ready to try some Qigong. So this first one is a set of three exercises. It's all about the chi, the energy. So we're going to stand in what's known as the Wuji stand. I'll do the stance first, and then I'll talk about, for those of you who are sitting, I'll talk about the ready position for those of you who are sitting. So if you're standing, having your feet about hip width apart, and say toes facing forward if that's possible. Just gently unlocking your knees. So you're not doing a great big bend. You're literally locking them and then just letting them go. So you've got a gentle unlock in your knees. You've got your spine is nice and elongated. Just rolling your shoulders forward. Just letting the arms fall back So you've got a feeling of space between the arms and the body. There isn't a physical space necessarily, but there's a feeling of space. And then the crown of your head is pointing up to the heavens. So you're grounded through your feet to the earth, and you're connected to the heavens or the sky above through the crown of your head. So the breath, sorry, for those of you who are seated, sitting just slightly forwards from the back of the chair, with your knees over your ankles, and your hands resting on your thighs. That's for the ready position. For those of us who are standing, our hands are resting by our sides, by their thighs. So the breath is going to be in and out through the nose if that feels comfortable. If it doesn't, and you want to breathe out through the mouth, that's fine, but usually within Qigong, it's in and out through the nose. And we have our tongue, again, if it feels comfortable for you, just behind your top teeth. So just resting it on the hard palate behind your top teeth. And this is what's known as a fire path point. So it connects some of the extraordinary vessels, which we'll talk about as time goes on. So it makes a little circle between one of the vessels that runs up the front of the spine, at the front of the stomach, front of the torso, and one that runs up the spine. So they join at the chin. So that's where you're doing your five path point. We're going to start by lifting the chi. So we're going to be bending our elbows for this. So as we bend our elbows, our hands are going to come up in front of the chest with the palms facing upwards. And then the elbows will remain bent as the forearms come up towards the shoulders. And then we're going to be turning our hands around, so the palms are now facing outwards. And then we're going to be pushing back down to the starting point. So bringing our hands up towards the chest and then up towards the shoulders with the palms facing the direction of travel. Turning the palms around and pressing down to the starting point. So again, you're right, Alexandra?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Inhale, coming up, palms facing the direction of travel. Turning your palms, or turning your hands, so your palms are now facing out. Exhale, pushing down to the starting point. And just repeating this movement in time with your own breath. It's a very gentle, fluid movement. Inhale, coming up. Exhale, coming down. So the idea behind this exercise is that if you're feeling low in your chi, in your energy, doing this can help boost some energy. Helps to get the chi flowing through the body. Keeping your elbows by your side, just basically moving your forearms up and down. And just doing one more. Noticing if you feel anything. Readjusting yourself if you need to. And then just coming back into that starting position, that wuji or that ready position, depending on whether you're standing or sitting. So next we're going to circulate the chi. Circulating the chi is one of those exercises of which there are many variations. So this is one variation, and there's probably going to be another couple introduced this evening as well. So to circulate the chi in this particular set, you're going to be taking your right arm, palm facing towards your left side, take it up, cross your body, and take your right palm so it's just beside your face. We're taking it round so it's just beside your face, then turning your palm out and taking it back down to the starting position. Now taking your left arm, bringing it up in front of the body, just to that, coming up towards the side of the face, the right side of the face. Turn your palm outwards and take it down again. Just repeat on the other side again. So bringing your palm up towards your face and your left side with your right hand, and then turning the palm out and pressing it down. If you want to introduce breath work, inhale coming up. So repeating with the left side, turning the palm, exhale going down. Inhale coming up with the right arm towards the left face, exhale going down. So just carry on in time with your own breath, because my breath might be faster or slower than yours. So my instructions may be out of sync with your own breathing. You may find it's easier to move one arm than it is the other arm. And if you were to do any Qigong exercise, even if you repeat it every day, it will be different each day. It could be because of how you're feeling, because of the time of day, how busy your mind is. Just carry on, just keep circulating your chi for the moment. We're going to do one more each side. And then just coming back to the starting position. However that looks like for you, whether you're standing or sitting. And again, noticing anything that's arising, maybe some tingling, maybe nothing, and that's perfectly fine, just noticing whatever there is. And now we're going to release the chi. So again, starting with our arms down by our sides or on our thighs if you're sitting, you're going to be taking your hands up towards your shoulders, but you're going to be crossing your wrists as you bring your hands up towards the chest and your shoulders. So your wrists will end up probably around about chest level, palms facing your shoulders. Then you're going to turn your palms out and you're going to take your hands down. So bringing your hands up towards your chest and shoulder, your wrist towards your chest. And then turning your hands outwards and then taking them back down. So you're uncrossing your arms. And it doesn't matter which wrist is on top. You may find it alternates, or you may find it's always the same wrist on top. So inhale, bringing your hands up,
crossing your wrists, coming towards the chest, exhale, taking your hands down and turn them around. The first two exercises in this sequence were all about accumulating qi, circulating qi in the body. Sometimes we can end up with too much qi, so this just helps release it. So inhale, bringing your arms up. Exhale, turning your hands, taking your arms down. So just repeating it in time with your own breath. And just doing one more. And just then coming to the end, pausing as you return to the starting position. And just noticing how you're feeling. Do you feel different now than you did at the start of the session or the start of the set? Do you feel the same? And if you feel different, just asking yourself how you feel different. I mean, I've got some tingling in my fingers. I can feel tingling in my toes as well. But it does take time. Tingling doesn't always happen initially. It took me probably 2.5 years before I actually felt anything in my feet. But the fingers will quite often happen quite soon. So how did you enjoy that first set?
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel a lot more energized than I did.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to move you on to another set, which has got slightly more moves to it. So we'll again start in the starting position. So we're either going to be in Wuji, which is the foundational stance within Qigong, or if you're sitting, you're going to stay in that ready position. We're just going to start with a bit of breathing. So just putting your hands on the lower abdomen, one hand on top of the other, and it doesn't matter which hand goes on top. And again, if you wish, it's best to do it in and out through the nose with your tongue just touching the tip of your palate behind your front teeth. But if that feels uncomfortable, then just breathe throughout nose and mouth without the tongue involved as well. So just take a big breath in if that feels comfortable, all the way to your belly, to your dantian, which is what's known as the lower abdomen area, and then just exhaling. That's one of the big energy centers in traditional Chinese medicine. So inhale through the nose, exhale through the nose. And just doing one more here. I'm just going to do something called the rise and fall, which is also known as the commencement. So we're going to be bringing our hands out in front of us, in front of our chest, but you're not locking the arms. You're extending the arms, but you're not locking them at the shoulder, at the elbows. So the elbows remaining slightly heavy, and then you're coming down back to the starting position. So the backs of your hands are facing upwards. And then you're just going to push down as you come down. So you're not turning your hands over at all. So if you want to put the breath in, inhaling, coming up, exhaling, coming down. A very gentle movement. Just letting your elbows dropping back and your hands will follow. Inhale up. Exhale down. I mean, I'm doing these a certain number of times, But if you find that you've got a favourite exercise, then you can do that as many times as you want, really. There's no rhyme nor reason. You don't have to do it 8 times or 10 times. It's what feels comfortable for you. I'm just going to do 2 more of this exercise. So inhale coming up, exhale going down. Last one. And then coming back to the starting position as you drop back down. This exercise, next exercise, is called spinal breathing. So if anybody has done yoga, it is a standing version of cat and cow.
Right.
Those of you who haven't done yoga, pop your hands on your upper thighs. And then just bring your shoulders forward as you round your back or curve your spine, just the top part of your spine. And then arching your spine, so gently just shaking your shoulders back. Being careful if you have a spinal injury. And then coming forwards again. And then going back. A really good one for just exercising, gently exercising the muscles, but it's also good for circulation in the back and the spine. It's a good one for warming the body as well. So you're not really bending forwards as you're doing this, as you're rounding your back, your head sort of, your chin is tilting towards your chest, and your shoulders are coming in towards your ears, but that's probably around the extent of it. And then arching back. We're just doing one more. Just letting your hands just drop down by your side or resting them on your thighs if you're sitting. Now we're going to do a little bit of a spinal twist again. If you're sitting, this isn't so easy to do, so you might want to sit this one out. You can do a bit more of the commencement, or you can do a bit of the spinal breathing if you want to, but it's not very easy to do a twist, a spinal twist. You can do a little bit of a twist in the body, but you won't necessarily get the arm movements, but it's entirely up to you if you're sitting, which version you want to do. So just literally, as we did in the warm-up, just hanging your arms, hanging loosely by your sides. I heard somebody describe it as letting your arms hang like wet noodles, but I'm not sure about that one. And then just twisting. So just gently twisting. If you want to increase the rate of twist or the speed, you're welcome to do so. But if you just want to stay with a very gentle, slow twist, that's fine as well. And very slowly, just returning to that Ruji position, to your starting position. And I said in the last set that there were several variations of circulating the chi. So I'm going to introduce you to 2 more here. And it's entirely up to you which version you would like to do. So the first version is having one hand, and in this case, I've got my left hand on my chest and my right hand on my lower abdomen or the lower dantian. And what you're going to do is bring your right hand, your left hand down as you bring your right hand up. So your left hand is going to go on the outside of your right hand as it comes up, So you're just basically doing a circle, and then you're going to bring your top hand down again. So you're going to do another circle. So the upper hand always goes on the outside of the lower hand. So you're just doing a nice, gentle, circular movement. So that is one variation, and you'll cross probably around about, I don't know, the stomach level. Cross your hands over. The other variation is, again, starting at the same point. So you're starting with your left hand, or in my case, my left hand on my chest, my right hand on my lower abdomen or lower dantian. And the left hand is going to be turned out. So the palm faces out, and you're going to push that forwards. And then you're going to turn the left hand over so the palm faces in. And it's going to come down towards your lower abdomen as your right hand goes up to your chest. And then your right hand will push out, palm facing outward, then turning it over so your palm is facing towards you, and it will come down to your lower abdomen as your left hand goes up your chest. So I'll explain that one more time. Left hand goes out, pushes out. And then you turn over so the palm faces you. That goes down towards your lower abdomen as your right hand comes up. Your right hand then pushes out, palm out, turning over, and then comes back into the stomach, the lower abdomen, I should say, as your left hand comes up. Do you want me to explain either of those variations again, or are you happy to go with one that you prefer for a few rounds?
I'm fine.
Good. Excellent. Yeah, okay. So you choose which one you want. You can either go with the first one where the hands, both hands are staying very close towards the body, or you can go with the second one where the upper hand twists out, pushes out, turns over, comes back in towards the lower abdomen. And then, yep, the lower hand goes up towards the chest and then pushes out. And there is no breathing pattern for this one, so it's whatever feels comfortable for you. As you can see, this is a very different sort of movement to the first one where we were crossing the midline with our hands in that first set we did. Whichever variation you are doing, just doing one more circle with each hand, and then slowly coming back to that starting position. Now we're going to be holding the ball. So breathe in, and as you breathe out, bring your hands up, palms facing each other, so to about sort of stomach level. So your palms are facing each other. And then just hold it there for the moment, as if you're holding a ball. So there's a gap between you, there's probably the body width of a gap between you. And then just noticing anything. Whatever's going on, just notice it. And then start pulsating. So pull your hands apart slightly and then just taking them in slightly. Not so they're touching, but there's still a gap between them. So just moving them in and out gently. And just noticing what's happening as you move them in and out. and taking them weight back to the original position that you had them in. We're now going to rotate the arms 90 degrees. So you're, in my case, my left arm is on top, it's around about my chest level. My right arm is around about my stomach level. I'm just holding it there for a few breaths, noticing what's happening. We're not moving this one, we're just going to hold it. And then we're going to rotate the ball 180 degrees so that your lower hand now is where your upper hand was and your upper hand is where your lower hand was. Then we're going to take the ball 90 degrees, so back to our original starting position. Doing a few more pulsations. So we're taking it ball with the hands in and out. And just noticing anything. Get back to that static position, starting one. And gently dropping our hands by our sides. So next we're going to be doing big bear pose. So taking your hands, your arms out. So making a loose fist, so you're going to have, just moving your forearms initially. So your hands come up and you've got a loose fist. Then taking your elbows out to the side and just lifting your hands out slightly. So if you've done yoga, this is called the cactus position. So your hands are going to be sort of probably roughly in line with your head. Maybe slightly higher, maybe slightly lower, depending on what your shoulders are like. So your fists are facing forward or the palms are facing forward. So just gently stretching your elbows back. So you've got a nice big stretch across your chest. And then we're going to be bringing our hands in towards the center, turning our hands in so that your palms are facing your head, and then just bring your hands together, the side of your hands together. So as if our bear is going to sleep. And then opening our arms out. So having your hands in a loose fist all the time. Your bear is waking up, so that big stretch, it's quite a good one for neck and shoulder, but it's also can also cause some fatigue. So if it gets too fatigued, just stop it and then start again. Bringing our hands back towards our center, having the fists, palms facing our head, and taking it back out. Stretching that chest. Stretching the shoulder blades, and then coming back in, back, bear to sleep. So inhale, moving out, and having that stretch across the chest. Exhale, coming back in, and you've got to stretch across the back of the, by the shoulder blades and across the back.
Pat, I'm not sure how to come in.
So coming in, oh, there's my knee. Apologize for that. Coming in, bringing your, as if you're bringing your elbows together across your chest, and then your hands, your fists will face you. So your palms will be facing your head.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you.
And then breathing in, coming back.
Yeah.
That's it for that stretch. Excellent. Breathing out, coming back in. Yeah. Breathing in, coming back out. So just going to do two more of that. So just doing two more. So inhale, coming out.
Again, in time with your own breath. And just making this the last one. And then just dropping your hands by your sides and just having a little bit of a shake, shaking out your arms and your hands, because that, as I say, is quite a toughy one on the shoulder. There we go. And then we're just going to repeat the circulation of the chi, whichever version, whether you want the chest, the hands close to the body, or whether you want to push your hands out. So again, I'll talk you through it. So having your one hand on the chest, one hand on the stomach or the lower abdomen, I should say, and then just circulating. So one hand up as the other hand goes down, or if you want to do the other version, having your upper hand pushing forwards, turning it round so the palm is coming down towards your abdomen as your lower hand comes up. So whichever version you want to do, just going to do a few more of these to finish. Just doing one more circle for each hand. And then just dropping your hands by your sides. And again, just noticing how you're feeling. Noticing what's arising. So that has brought us to just before 5 to 9. I am happy to go through those first three exercises again if you'd like me to. Equally, I'm also happy to pause here, take any generalized questions you might have or any feedback you might have.